إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we come to the last part of the Kalima of Dhikr. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك له الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. We come to وهو على كل شيء قدير. Allah said, and He is the only one who is in complete control and has authority over everything. عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. There is nothing among the ashya or ahwal. There is nothing among the things or conditions in creation which is outside the purview of the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Who is that? مَا هُوَ? هو لا إله إلا الله. He is the one except whom there is no one worthy of worship. وحده لا شريك له. He is alone and unique and there is no partner with him. له الملك وله الحمد. And to him belongs everything, all of creation. And all thanks and praise is due only to him. يحيي ويميت. He is the one who gives life and He is the one who takes it. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. So you see how this kalima is so beautiful, where it describes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu and says, وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Who is this? The one who was described. مَا هُوَ? Who is the one who is عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ? لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحَدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ لَهُ الْحَمْدُ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. هو على كل شيء قدير وهو على كل شيء قدير. So this is the issue of the dhikr, where we make the dhikr with this understanding. It gives you a joy from inside. Subhanallah, this is the one I'm worshipping. I'm not worshipping something which I created, my concept, my statue, my idol. No, I worship the one who created me. وهو على كل شيء قدير. Also very important, especially in times like we are going through now, to remember this issue of وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Because every day you get this news. Now yesterday's news, Donald Trump signed some executive order saying that Muslims from 7 countries are banned. They cannot enter the United States. So everybody says, oh, Donald Trump did this, Donald Trump did that. So I said to somebody, I said, imagine that you used to go into, like we go walking to this KBR Park. So there is a pass that you have, right? So when you go there now, today, and you give the pass to the security guard at the gate, he says, sorry sir, you can't enter. Why? I used to go every day. No sir, your pass has expired. Not valid anymore. So what will you do? Beat up the guard? The guard has no authority. His only authority is to see the pass. So if you want to enter the park, get the pass renewed. It's as simple as that. There's no point in getting upset with the poor guard. He's a security guard. He has got no authority. His only authority is if the pass is valid, let him inside. Pass is not valid, stop him. Finished. Alas. So you go and get the pass renewed. I mean, any sensible person, what will you do? You won't fight with the guard. You won't curse the guard. You won't say the bad guard. He's a good guard. He's doing what he's supposed to do. He's following orders. He's supposed to follow orders. So whose mulk is it? Who does the United States of America belong to? قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. Our problem is we forget our own kitab. We forget what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us. Did Allah say that the United States belongs to Donald Trump? India belongs to Narendra Modi? Saudi Arabia belongs to King Salman? Did he say this? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلِ اللَّهُ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِيُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ. In stopping you, there is khair. In letting you go, there is khair. In banning you from entering a place, there is khair. In opening that ban is khair. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ is the zikr we made. So who is Donald Trump? Who is anybody? Nobody. Your pass got expired. Go renew the pass. Go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very important for us to remember, because otherwise we get carried away by all of these things. We get distracted, needlessly stressed out, wasting time and energy, you know, sending WhatsApp messages and Facebook and all trash. No need to do any of that. No need to do any of that. Just ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jalla jalaluhu. And be pleased with the qadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided that something is good for you, alhamdulillah. So, وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has iqtidar, who has control, who has authority over every single thing that happens on the face of the earth. Whatever happens. And that's the reason why, if we need something, we need to, this is what the Sahaba used to do. Anything they wanted, go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pray two rakat of salah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Whatever it was, anything they needed, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, whatever effort you need to make in addition to that, no problem. You want to apply for a visa, go apply for a visa. But ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the decision comes from Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentioned the difficulties that we face. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydin nas. Allah said, all of this fitna which you are seeing, all these difficulties and trials and tribulations and bad leaders and diseases and all kinds of stuff that you are seeing, these are the result of your own actions. Bima kasabat aydin nas. This is what mankind has earned by its own hands. Whatever fasad you are seeing on the sea, on the ocean and on the land is the result of your own action. This is what you have earned. You worked for this. So now why do you complain? If you work for something, why do you complain? We work for bad leaders by having a lousy education system. We don't want to change education system. We don't want to understand what a good education system should have. We don't want to invest in that. We don't want to invest in building up a generation of righteous leaders. And then obviously you get bad leaders. Why do you complain? You are getting what you paid for. As simple as that. So be happy with that. Why do you complain? And alhamdulillah, even if now you wake up and say, all right, well, you know, we made this mistake, we should not do this. So change it now. Change the system. Nobody stops you. And so also for everything else. You find that place is polluted. Stop polluting it. You were driving somewhere the other day, huge, you know, on the side of the road, massive heaps of plastic. All garbage is collected there, massive heaps of plastic. And the first thing people say, what is the municipal corporation doing? The plastic didn't grow on the street. It didn't come out of the earth. It didn't rain plastic. What the municipal corporation is doing or not doing is not the issue. Is what did you, how did the plastic get there? It got there from your house. Yeah, it got there from your house. You're sitting in a car which is worth $1 million, and then you eat a packet of chips and you throw the plastic packet out of the window. You have absolutely no shame, nothing. And then you want to blame the government or somebody else. Why don't they pick it up? Why did you throw it outside in the first place? This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Wa ala kulli shayin qadir. Allah said, whatever is happening to you is your actions. So change your actions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the destiny of the people. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did Allah say? Allahu la yughayyiru ma bi qawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Allah does not change the good condition of a people until they destroy it themselves, until they change it themselves. No great civilization is destroyed from the outside. It is destroyed from the inside. It's like termites eating a wooden structure. Outside you can't see anything. It looks perfectly fine. Until one day the whole thing collapses. Because all the load-bearing beams and pillars have been eaten from inside. And you say, hey, what happened? Nothing happened. The things got eaten from inside. So no strength anymore, it collapsed. That is what happens to civilizations. That is what happened to the Muslims. That is what happened to civilization after civilization after civilization. And that's why I keep saying read history, which nobody reads, but we should read history. How do civilizations get destroyed? It's the same story. Humankind never learns. The only thing you learn from history is that you don't learn anything. Make the same mistakes. But still, obviously, there is hope for us to learn. If others didn't learn, doesn't matter. We can learn. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ Allah is the one who is in control of everything. So connect your ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Change your actions. Because these actions are the things which are earning you what you are suffering. Bima kasabat aidinas. Kasab, Allah called this kasab. Allah did not say Allah gives. Allah said you have earned it. You worked for it. So we need to reflect on our own lives and we say, what is it that I am working for? What am I working for today? Many times people come to me and they tell me about, you know, my daughter is like this, my son is like this, please speak to them and so on. How old is your son? He's 25 years old. How old is your daughter? She's in 20 something, 25, 25, 26, 27, 27. So what were you doing for 27 years? Now you want me to talk to them. Do what? I'm not a magician. Your daughter, your son doesn't know me from Adam. I mean, they don't know me from a bar of soap, and you want them to me to tell them and change their heart. If I had that much of power, I wouldn't be sitting here. 25 years you ruined them. 26 years you ruined them. 27 years you ruined them. You all the stuff that you as a father or mother were supposed to, you didn't do. Or you did all the opposite. Now you come to when now everything is out of control. Absolutely disaster situation. Now you come to me and say, please speak to them. Speak? Crazy. What will I do? This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ And Allah said, مَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِينَا You earned it. You earned it. Your child is this way. Good or bad? Good or bad? Because of what you did or you did not do. Your country is this way. Because of what you did or you did not do. Your organization is this way because of what you did or did not. My business consulting practice, same story. Same story. They will not do succession planning, they will not do leadership development and so on and so on. Finally, the old man dies and there is litigation and fighting like cats and dogs between the brothers and sisters behind that property or behind that business. Then, so all your life, 50 years, 60 years of life, you did not do anything to make sure that there is smooth transition. It's not rocket science. Anyone with half a brain can do it. You don't need a consultant to invite to teach you how to do it. But you simply won't do. And then when everything is falling apart, now you say, oh, where is the consultant? Find a consultant who can. Oh, nobody on the face of the planet can do anything. You are getting what you earn for. You are getting what you work for. And that is what we have to remember and say, that in the end and in the beginning and throughout, the owner is Allah, the control is Allah's, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us the rules. If we follow the rules, alhamdulillah, we get good results. If we don't follow the rules, we get bad results, but nothing to lose hope for. Even if we didn't follow the rules till today, time, as long as we have life, we have the opportunity. Make tawbah and make a change right now. And inshallah al-musta'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change destinies. Because this is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change destinies and Allah does change destinies. Destinies of individuals, destinies of nations. Provided they make the effort. Allah does not do something without anyone making an effort. This Allah does not do. Allah says very, very clearly, Allah told us this. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to make his dhikr with awareness and thoughtfully, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put the noor of that dhikr in our hearts, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with his noor and his greatness and his glory and his majesty and remove the fear of anyone and everyone from our hearts except for the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's displeasure, and we more ask Allah to fill our hearts with muhabbat and hub for himself and for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika rahman.